This is Health Yeah, your weekly update on what's going on in the health, wellness, and medical world with Monica Robbins.
When we think of a broken heart, we think of a bad breakup or the loss of a loved one. But not all broken hearts can be fixed with a good ugly cry, Netflix, and chocolates. Broken heart syndrome is a real medical issue, and it can happen at any moment.
I really thought I was dying at that point in time.
What you need to know to prevent this from happening to you or your loved one. That's straight ahead on Prescription for Life. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Monica Robbins. You may have heard the saying, he or she died of a broken heart. Well, that saying isn't too far off. Doctors say it can happen, and many people did suffer from a broken heart, especially during the height of the pandemic. Back in 2020, researchers at Cleveland Clinic found more than 1,900 patients during the first 2 months of the pandemic suffered from stress cardiomyopathy, known as broken heart syndrome. It's often brought on by overwhelming and stressful situations. It looks and feels like a heart attack, and it can be dangerous. We have a Cleveland Clinic expert here to tell us more about the syndrome and what we need to watch out for. But first, women who have suffered from a broken heart, well, this South Carolina woman knew right away something wasn't right.
We was having a few guests over, and we was just sitting there, and then I had dinner, and it started feeling like I had, like, acid reflux or indigestion, like a little a burning, and then it got, it wouldn't go away. I took something for acid reflux and it didn't go away, and I said, well, no, that's not it. I said, whatever this is in my chest, it is not going away. And I said, honey, I need to go to the emergency room.
Doctors told Shirley Lewis the attack was caused by coping with the loss of her son and mother, who died 3 months apart in 2017. Lewis said she now gets checked regularly and encourages others to do the same.
Take care of yourself. And if you need to engage or find literature or somebody to talk to or your physician, don't take it lightly when you start experiencing something with your heart.
It was a serious car accident and major surgeries that caused an Ohio woman's broken heart. She shares her story with our Columbus TV station.
I literally wrote out a letter saying goodbye to everybody because I thought I was going, I really thought I was dying at that point in time.
A serious car accident and 4 major surgeries is what did it for Deborah Jones.
And I said, you know what? You know, God, you're the giver and you're the taker. And right now you either give it to me or you take it.
She made it to the hospital and could not believe what she was hearing.
The lower left chamber of my heart was not beating at all.
November 2011, she was diagnosed with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy or broken heart syndrome, a potentially deadly stress-induced heart attack.
We've seen it in people who have had a loss of a loved one.
Doctors say women are 10 times more likely to get it than men.
Middle-aged or older women or postmenopausal women.
And recent studies suggest cases have spiked during the pandemic.
If you've gotten actually sick from COVID, maybe that could be enough to trigger the stress-induced heart problem also.
Since her diagnosis, Jones has helped more than 1,000 women become broken heart syndrome survivors.
If you think there's anything wrong, don't wait.
What can we do to prevent a broken heart, and what are some signs? We dig into those questions and so much more with our expert. Joining me now is Cleveland Clinic cardiologist, Dr. Grant Reed. Thank you so much for being here.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
We are talking about broken heart syndrome. So what is it?
Yeah, so broken heart syndrome is actually a real thing. So what this is the heart's response to a very stressful event. And for one reason or another, for certain patients, an extremely stressful event can cause symptoms which are similar to a heart attack, chest pain, shortness of breath, sweating, and it can be impossible to tell the difference between a heart attack and the broken heart syndrome. However, we rule out all the causes and potentially of having a heart attack. And if all we're left with is a stressful event, then that's a broken heart syndrome. So it's a real thing. It affects about one of every 50 patients we think are having a heart attack, and patients can get very sick from this.
When did you guys first notice this is actually a real thing?
Yeah, so the awareness of this condition has been increasing over the last two decades. So as we've become better at recognizing it and diagnosing it, of course the prevalence has increased. So now we're diagnosing it in about one of every 50 patients who are coming in with a suspected heart attack. However, my interest in this actually started during the COVID pandemic, because at that time I was in charge of our heart attack program at the Cleveland Clinic, and I found instead of about one of every 50 patients, it was like one of every 10 patients were coming in with this condition. So a significant increase in broken heart syndrome during the start of the COVID pandemic, and this was not due to the COVID virus. None of our patients had COVID. They were all feeling extremely stressed by the pandemic in the early days, especially where things were very uncertain. We weren't sure what was going to happen. This was affecting patients' hearts in a very serious way, but it wasn't the virus. It was the stress of the situation.
Does it damage the heart?
Yeah, so it causes a very real effect on the heart, where the heart muscle becomes weak. And it actually looks sort of like a balloon, where the heart dilates and it just doesn't work very well. So in the short term, patients can get very sick from this. They can have congestive heart failure and significant symptoms of chest pain, as mentioned. So it does cause a temporary damage, but fortunately for most patients, with time and medicines, it actually can completely resolve.
So are these typically people who already have heart disease, or can this happen to just anyone?
Yeah, so great question. It can happen to anybody. Females are more likely to have this happen than males, actually about five times more likely than males. The typical age group is like 65 to 75 years old, but it can happen to anyone. And there are some risk factors, but interestingly, established coronary artery disease and heart disease is not necessarily one of them. But it's so important that if you have symptoms of chest pain, of shortness of breath, of just feeling not well, and your symptoms don't go away for 5 to 10 minutes, you have to seek medical attention, because it could be broken heart syndrome, or what is more likely is that it's a true heart attack. And the difference between the two is that patients with a broken heart, this may be a transient weakness of the heart, which gets better over time, but a heart attack, which is due to a complete blockage of a coronary artery, that can cause the heart muscle to permanently die, and that could be fatal, or leave patients with a lifetime of heart attack symptoms and heart muscle weakness. And if you open up the artery as quickly as possible, then you could potentially save the patient's life. So it is so important to recognize your symptoms and seek medical attention, because it could be broken heart syndrome, or it could be a heart attack or another cause.
Yeah, that other cause I want to talk about, because it also sounds like a panic attack.
Yeah, so the symptoms are so hard to tell the difference between. So, panic can cause symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, sweating, and it can mimic a heart attack. It can mimic broken heart syndrome. So if you're having these symptoms, you got to get checked out as soon as possible. And that is one of the most important actually factors in determining patient survival and their likelihood of living a life without consequences of a heart attack, is seeking attention immediately, because we as physicians could try to get that artery open as fast as possible, but if a patient comes in after a day of symptoms, their heart muscle may be already dead. So again, broken heart syndrome doesn't cause permanent heart muscle weakness, but it can mimic so many other conditions, and panic being maybe one that is even less significant when it comes to the permanent effect on the heart. But heart attack is the one you really don't want to miss, because if you do, the consequences can be deadly.
During the pandemic, how many of those people that came in with broken heart syndrome actually went on to have heart disease, or you found other issues?
So, just having the diagnosis of broken heart syndrome, what is called a stress cardiomyopathy, that is really a diagnosis of exclusion. So you rule out other causes like coronary artery disease, like a virus causing weakened heart muscle, and so on. It doesn't mean patients may not have some element of coronary artery disease. In fact, they may have mild or moderate coronary artery stenosis or plaque due to cholesterol. But the heart attack was not the reason. A complete blockage of the artery was not the reason for the heart muscle weakness. So we do find coronary disease in a large number of patients who have broken heart syndrome, but that's not the cause of the event. It's the stress. And Again, this is a diagnosis of exclusion. We make sure it's nothing else. And if all we're left with is the stressful event, then that's a diagnosis that we make.
Well, you're talking about overwhelming stress, though. So is this something that builds? Can chronic stress cause this too?
Yeah, we find that most of the patients who do have this have chronic stress in their lives. So they may be patients who have anxiety related issues or major depression, but then there is some trigger, either the death of a loved one, or in some patients it's actually the death of a couple family members or a pet, loss of a job, and this all adds up. So the overwhelming theme is that there's a very strong connection between the mind and mental health and the heart. And this is underappreciated. Everyone, you know, the classic saying is, oh, you should not be stressed because you can have a heart attack. That's true. You know, stress can trigger an adrenaline response, which then can cause a heart attack due to a coronary artery blockage, but can also cause this, which is in many cases less severe and temporary, but can mimic a heart attack. And this is because the stress and the adrenaline rush of these stressful events, you can get sensitized to this over time if you're chronically anxious and depressed, and then this can culminate in this episode. So it's so important to pay attention to your symptoms and to treat your anxiety and try your best to take care of yourself from a mental health standpoint, because this is certainly something which can happen if you don't take care of yourself.
When people hear of broken heart, they often hear of, he broke my heart, she broke my heart, yeah. It was a relationship breakup.
Yes.
Is that enough to cause something like this?
It can be enough. It's again, the terminology broken heart, so many different things can break your heart. And it is true that heartbreak, you know, can cause a very significant, actual physical effect in the heart muscle. So emotional heartbreak, you know, again, death of a loved one, breaking up in a relationship, these things can have such a profound effect on your health, not just your mental health, but your physical health. And I think we often dismiss that. And it's important to recognize that it's not a sign of weakness to seek help for these things. You have to take care of yourself. You have to have a heart healthy lifestyle, or these things will catch up to you. And that means heart healthy eating, exercise regularly, and then managing your stress when it happens, because you never know when this is going to happen. But if it does happen to you, it is so important to try to recognize that it happened and then avoid the really significant stressors that may have caused this before. Not try not to put yourself in stressful situations. It's impossible for us to avoid this sometimes. We never know when someone's going to die, right? But it's just so important to recognize, okay, this happens. This is my tendency or my heart to respond this way. So important to manage your emotions and your stress as best as you can.
So if somebody has overwhelming stress and they start feeling this and they recognize that and say, oh, you know, it's just my heart reacting, and they don't get help, what do they risk?
Yeah, so it is important that, again, if these symptoms that we describe don't go away in about 5 to 10 minutes, you should seek medical attention, even if you have a tendency for this to happen recurrently, because if your symptoms don't go away, there's something wrong. You know, panic attacks generally do resolve over time, especially if you use your typical way of dealing with that, whether, you know, that be a medicine or other techniques to try to manage your stress. But if your symptoms don't go away, then this could mean that you truly have a heart attack, right? And you know, just because you have panic and just because you may have had a stress cardiomyopathy or broken heart syndrome in the past, doesn't mean your next time might not be a heart attack. They're not mutually exclusive of one another. So it's so important to recognize that and to seek medical attention if you have symptoms. And this focus on seeking medical attention is such a big priority of all of us as physicians, because we can meet a patient and take perfect care of them, but if they come in hours, days after having a heart attack, there's only so much you can do. And this awareness and education of patients and the public is what I'm really passionate about.
Dr. Reed, thank you so much for your insight.
Wonderful. Thank
you. Gave us a lot to think about.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for this week's Prescription for Life. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back here next week with another dose. Until then, I'm Monica Robbins, wishing you and yours good health.
Thank you so much for tuning into Health Yeah. Please find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monica Robbins. Like and follow my Facebook page, Monica Robbins WKYC. Find video podcasts at Monica Robbins' channel on YouTube. And please subscribe. Wishing you great health and hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Health Yeah with Monica Robbins from WKYC Studios. Subscribe now so you never miss an update. And find more on everything you heard here on WKYC.com and on the WKYC app.